परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। पतित पावन श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Thank you so much. So I think we're almost at the end of the fourth canto. There's a couple of verses left. Vidura uvacha Soyam madhya mahayogin
Soyam madhya mahayogin
Bhavata karunatmana Darshitastamasah paro दर्शितस्तमसः पारो यत्रा किञ्चन गो हरिः सोऽयमद्य महायोगिन् भवता करुणात्मना दर्शितस्तमसः पारो यत्रा किंचन गो हरिः सोयं मध्य महायोगिन् भवता करुणात्मना यत्र किंचन गो हरिः
विदुर
उवाच
स्वयं अद्य
महायोगिन्
भवता करुणात्मना
दर्शितास्तमसा पारो
यत्र
किञ्चन गो हरि वैष्णवी स्पीस
विदुर
उवाच Vidura uvacha.
Vidura
said.
Vidura said.
Saha.
Saha.
That.
That.
Ayam.
Ayam.
This.
This.
Adya.
Adya.
Today.
Today.
Mahayogin.
Mahayogin.
O great mystic.
O great mystic.
Bhavata.
Bhavata.
By you.
By you.
Karunatmana.
Karunatmana.
Most merciful.
Most merciful.
Darshitah.
Darshitah.
I have been shown.
I have been shown
tamasaha
of the darkness.
Parah,
the other side.
Yatra, where?
Akinchana,
ga,
approachable by the materially free.
Harihi,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.
Translation. Sri Vidura said,
O great mystic, O greatest of all devotees, by your causeless mercy, I have been shown the path of liberation from this world of darkness. By following this path, a person liberated from the material world can go back home, back to God. This material world is called tamaha, dark, and the spiritual world is called light. The Vedas enjoin that everyone should try to get out of darkness and go to the kingdom of light. Information of the kingdom of light can be obtained or attained through the mercy of a self-realized soul. One also has to get rid of all material desires. As soon as one frees himself from material desires and associates with a liberated person, the path back home, back to God, is clear.
Yam pravrijantam anupetam apetakrityam dvaipayano virahakatara ajuhava putreti tanmayataya taravo vinedu tam sarvabhutardayam munimanatosmi mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yatkripatamaham vande shri gurum dinatarinam paramananda madhavam shri chaitanya ishwaram namasreshtham manumapi sachi putramatra swarupam rupam tasyagrajam murupurim maturim goshthavatim radha kundam girivaramaho radhika madhavasham prapto yasya pratita kripaya shri gurum tam natosmi Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Rama
Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminite Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పశ్చాత్య దేశపాలి. హరే కృష్ణ. ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఐ ఆఫర్ మై ప్రోస్ట్రేటెడ్ దండవత్ ప్రణామ్స్ అండ్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది వైష్ణవ్స్ అండ్ వైష్ణవీస్ అసెంబ్లీ హియర్. దెర్ ఆర్ మెనీ హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ అసెంబ్లీ హూ ఆర్ వెరీ ఎగ్జాల్టెడ్ అండ్ హ్యావ్ మోర్ నాలెడ్జ్, మోర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్, మోర్ సర్వీస్, బెటర్ క్యారెక్టర్ అండ్ మోర్ రియలైజేషన్. బట్ the will of providence, I'm here. So please forgive me if I make mistakes. I'm just taking it as a humble service. Please pray. Please bless me that the right words come in the right spirit. So till now, we have seen in this chapter how beautifully there was a conversation between Narada and the Prachetas, the sons of King Prachina Barhishad. And we also saw how Vidura and Maitreya are discussing. A couple of days ago, Ekalavya Prabhu said a very beautiful point that through conversations or Samvadam Hari Kirtanam, the most exalted truths are explained. You find in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is speaking to Arjuna, this conversation. You find in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the epic pastime setting the scene how Maharaj Parikshit sits at the lotus feet of Shukadev Goswami. In this assembly, we also find, taking the conversation ahead, is Suta Goswami describing to Shaunakadi Rishis. Then, going ahead, he describes how Narada, or rather we have Vidura and Maitreya discussing about how Narada spoke to the Prachetas. And we see in the 7th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the point where Hiranyaksha is killed, you find the wives lamenting. And you find Hiranyakashipu going and consoling them. He speaks to them. And he narrates the story of how Yamaraj came as a young boy to pacify the queens of another king who left his body. So you find it's like nested conversations, one inside the other. But if you are patient, if you are dedicated, you get to know the essence. Narada Muni, stage by stage by stage, in a progressive fashion, took the Prachetas from Deha Dharma or Varanashram Dharma, slowly and gradually with material designations, coming to the point of pure bhakti. Ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. Narada Muni describes how it is only through bhakti, sam siddhir haritoshanam, or the process of giving ourselves completely to Krishna, that we can be completely satisfied. Krishna makes this point in the Bhagavad Gita as well. He says even the essence of karma yoga, jnana yoga, ultimately come to the point of bhakti. Yat karoshi yad ashnasi yad juhoshi dadasi yat yat tapasyasi kauntaya tat kurushva madarpana. Krishna says, O Arjuna, whatever you eat, whatever you do, yat karoshi, whatever you do, yad ashnasi, whatever you eat, yad juhoshi, whatever you offer as sacrifice, yat tapasyasi, whatever you do as tapasya, tat kurushva madarpana. You give that as an offering to me. How you could dovetail your activities as an offering to Krishna. Coming to the point of jnana, Krishna makes the point, Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan maam prapadhyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. After millions and millions and millions and millions of births, he who is actually learned, knowledgeable, situated in transcendental wisdom, he understands everything comes from Krishna, everything goes back to Krishna. And in the middle, what exists, that is also Krishna. Aham adishcha madhyamcha bhutanam anta evacha. I am the beginning, I am the middle, and I am the end. And coming to the point of bhakti, he makes it very clear. Isn't it? Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha. He guarantees liberation from all sins. Mahashucha, do not fear. We have this doubt always. I will do that, but will Krishna actually do this? Arjuna was no exception. He was thinking the same thing. So Krishna had to modify in the last two words. He said, Masucha, don't fear. Don't have this anxiety. You do your bit. You see what I do. Krishna tries to actually do in accordance to whatever we give. Yeyatham mam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyam. If you take one step, Krishna takes 10 steps. But this is just a mathematical understanding. It's not 1 is to 10. It's 1 is to 10 billion. And that's also a small number. Krishna gives more than what we desire and honestly more than what we deserve. And the spiritual master comes in that mode. If we carefully read this translation, Vidura is actually saying, O greatest of the devotees, by your causeless mercy, he's accepting Sri Guru, saying by the mercy of Sri Guru, we can cross over this mortal existence. When we were kids, my mother had taught me a prayer. And that was one of the simplest prayers that we were taught when we were a kid. But she told us to, my brother and myself, she told us to recite that every evening. Asatoma sadgamaya, tamasoma jyotirgamaya, Mrityorma amritam gamaya loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. I used to just recite, having no idea what it meant. It is by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada's books that we get a tinge of wisdom and understand what that means. It means asatoma sat gamaya. Lead me from that which is untruth to something that's actual, the eternal absolute truth. Asat to sat. Sat means satya, truth. That which doesn't change. And asat means everything that changes. Think of anything that changes in this world. That's asat. How about changing bodies? Asat. Changing designations? Asat. Changing relationships? Asat. Being part and parcel of Krishna? Sat. Krishna being Supreme Personality? Sat. We having a relationship with Krishna and that alone will satisfy us? Sat. Wherever we go, whichever body, you remain a hog, you become Devraj Indra. That still remains a reality. Tamasoma jyotirgamaya. Take me from the place which is tamas, or darkness, ignorance. Jyotirgamaya. The point that Prabhupada is making here, the Vedas actually teach us go to, or they encourage us to go from the place which is filled with darkness to the place which is enlightened with knowledge. Mrityorma amritam gamaya. Take me from the place where there is death to the place where there is immortality. What does that mean? Oh Sri Guru, take me from this material world. Hold my hands and take me to Krishna Loka. Take me back home, back to God. And that process is bhakti. Sri Guru comes as the most compassionate embodiment of mercy. And what to speak of Adi Guru, Sri Nityananda. Whenever Krishna comes down, in every yuga, in every planet, in every cosmic creation, he has this eternal companion who is non-different, who is the supreme personality of Godhead, but comes in the spirit of servant. When Krishna expands as Vishnu and inhales, creates annihilation, exhales, creates complete creation, he has this servant called as Ananta. Non-different. In Tattva Siddhanta, non-different. But in mood, one takes the role of the object of service and one takes the role of being the servant. When he comes down as Ramachandra to pierce the heart of Ravana and ooze envy and greed and lust out of his heart, Lakshmana manifests. Non-different again in Tattva, but in the mood of servant. Always in service. He was such a dedicated servant at the lotus feet of Ramachandra that when Guha in Ramayana, he offered Ramachandra and Mother Sita grass to sleep on. He said, both of you all can rest here, when they were in the forest. And Lakshmana happened to hear this. He said, you rascal, Ramchandra has never slept on the floor and you're offering him this grass. And because I heard this, I take an oath. My vow is that I won't sleep for the next 14 years. And he actually did it. Not like us. Lakshmana was such a servant. One pointed at the feet of Ramachandra. One pointed. All that he saw in Mother Sita was the lotus feet. Nothing else. Even when Mother Sita was kidnapped and Sugriva got the bag filled with jewels and gave it to Ramachandra, he said, there was a bag which fell from the sky with a lot of jewels in there. Do you want to just check whether they belong to Mother Sita? Ramachandra was shattered. He said, I can't even see. I'm going to faint. Lakshmana, you go and recognize. The police, even now, they try doing that. Is this your watch? Is this your cell phone? Parampara. Everything comes down in parampara. So Lakshmana went ahead and he looked at that bag and he saw all the ornaments and then he looked at the ankle bells and he said, this belongs to Mother Sita. I'm not sure about the others. Sugriva said, what do you mean? I'm not sure. Lakshmana folded his palms and in utter humility said, she's my mother. I have never ever seen her over the ankles. That's all I recognize. Such a one-pointed servant. He's actually Ramachandra in Tattva. But he takes this humble move, always being the servant. When the Supreme Personality descends, once in the day of Brahma, in Braj Bhumi, as Akhila Rasamrita Murti, Sri Krishna, the expansion comes as Lord Balaram. Again, Balaram, non-different. First expansion from Krishna. No difference in Tattva. He's the same as Krishna. No difference, absolutely. The Acharya is right. When the Supreme Personality comes in the form of the bluish-black cloud, that is Krishna. And when he comes as a beautiful bag of cotton, moving with the breeze and the wind, that's Balaram. No difference. But again, Balaramji puts himself at the feet of Sri Krishna. Serves Krishna always. He is one personality who serves Krishna in multiple rasas. He serves Krishna in all forms. In Shantaras, he serves Krishna as the paraphernalia. He serves Krishna as the shoes. He serves Krishna as his stick. He serves Krishna as the flute. He serves Krishna as the flowers. He serves Krishna as Ananta. He serves Krishna as the bed, as all the paraphernalia and all the accessories. As a servant, sometimes, when Krishna was a young child, and he wanted to climb somewhere, Balaramji used to fold his palms, say, Krishna, you place your feet on my palm and you climb. It's becoming the servant. He's also in Sakya as a friend. He will walk very fast. And he will tell Krishna, you walk slowly. You're a slow coach. And then he goes up to Govardhan and he will
hit his plow
onto the ground and make a mark that I have turned left. Because he was so fast. Friends, always. Sometimes there are pictures of how he used to actually massage the lotus feet of Krishna. Shishi Gornita, Shishi Radha Gopi Vallabha Lalita Vishaka, Shishi Jagannath Balde Subhadramayya ki. And sometimes he used to act on the level of an elder brother, loving on behalf of Mother Yashoda, chastising Krishna if he ate dirt. You rascal, you steal, you're lying, you eat dirt, I'm going to complain to Mother Yashoda. Is it that he is actually against Krishna? No. Ecstatic love, Vatsalya Prem is just oozing out of his heart. So he serves always. And when that Sri Krishna comes down in the most merciful, the most compassionate, Adbhuta Karunya, Adbhuta Madhurya, Adbhuta Audarya Leela. Adbhuta Karunya, most compassionate. Adbhuta Madhurya, most, the sweetest. Adbhuta Audarya, most merciful. Daya, Kshama, everything to the highest extent. As Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, this expansion comes as Adi Guru, Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda appeared in Eka Chakra as the son of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati Devi. He was playing very beautifully. When he used to crawl, Vrindavan Das Thakur describes in Chaitanya Bhagavat, when Nitai used to crawl with his bluish, navy blue complexion dhoti, dazzling effulgent, all the parents in the village, they came out. They forgot their children. They forgot about where their child is. And everybody just eyes stunned, drinking the form of Nitai. Nitai was like everybody's child. And they sometimes wondered, how is it that our heart beats faster when Nitai is around? How is it that we love Nitai more than our own child? But they had no answer. Vrindavan Das Thakur says the only reason was we were all lovers. Pure love. Prema. Nitai grew up in Eka Chakra. And when he was 12 years old, there was a big Avadhut Sannyasi who came to the house of Hadai Pandit in Padmavati Devi. And when Hadai Pandit, he begged to that Sannyasi, that's the duty of Grihasthas. They serve Vaishnavas when they come home. And also offer some dakshina. It could be anything. It could be grains. It could be service. It could be Lakshmi in the present generation. So Hadai Pandit, Dante Trinayat, Padayor Nipatya Kakushatam Kritvacha Aham Bravimi, He Sadhava Sakalam Eva Vihaya Dura Chaitanya Chandra Charane Kurutanu. With utter humility, he bowed to the lotus feet of that sannyasi and said, what can I do for you? Tirthi kurvanti tirthani swantastena gadavrata. You are such a great exalted soul that you carry Vrindavan in your heart. Wherever you go, that is tirtha. And you are so purifying that even when you go to a pastime place, you can actually purify that place. What can I offer? The sannyasi said, if you actually want to give me something, I am looking for a secretary. I am looking for an assistant who could help me everywhere. So Hadai Pandit was excited, thinking that he could serve the sannyasi. And as soon as he was going to propose that plan, the sannyasi said, no, no, not you. I would like to request if you could offer your 12-year-old child, Nityananda. Hadai Pandit was heartbroken. He takes this every yuga. Previously, when he came as Dasharath, he had to lose Ramachandra and Lakshmana. And he was thinking, this is the last time. I'm not going to give this again. But again, because he's so compassionate. And every Vaishnava has to serve every other Vaishnava. He asked this. And the sannyasi said, offer Nitai. So he gave Nitai. For next 3 months, Hadai Pandit and Padmavati Devi couldn't even eat. They couldn't sleep. They couldn't drink anything. They hardly even took in a breath. All day long, they were just crying, sobbing, weeping, rolling on the ground, Nitai, 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 Nitai. Sometimes Harai Pandit used to run to the fields and say, Nitai, look at this field. Then Padmavati Devi used to say, have you forgotten that Nitai has left us? We don't have Nitai with us anymore. Sometimes Padmavati Devi used to come into the house and say, Nitai, look, I've got this nice sweet for you. And then Harai Pandit used to console saying, you were the one who reminded me and you forgot. Nitai is not there with us. This sannyasi traveled with Nityananda all around India, right from Badrikashram in the north to Kanyakumari, the Rama Setu down south. They went from Jagannath Puri to Pandharpur, Udupi. And in Pandharpur, Nityananda Prabhu met Lakshmipati Tirtha, his eternal spiritual master who gave him Diksha. Nityananda Prabhu also took Siksha and considered Madhavendra Puri as his eternal spiritual master. He circumambulated all the holy places and finally came to Sri Brajbhumi. He was resting at Shringarvat on the banks of the Yamuna. Therefore, the Shringarvat is also called as Nityananda Vat. How many of you all have been there? To Vrindavan. I pray to Radha Gopi Vallabha that those who haven't raised your hands will go soon. May you go to Brajbhumi and see this Nityananda Vat. And remember this pastime of Nityananda and cry in ecstasy. Nityananda Prabhu used to sit there in the mood of a cowherd boy thinking he's Balaram. He used to sometimes jump into the Yamuna and call all his friends, Sridham, Subal, Madhu Mangal, come here, look at me, look at me. But nobody came. The villagers thought he's crazy. Well, that was reality. He was mad in ecstasy. And we will see that. How Nitai is crazy. Then he was just waiting. Nitai was waiting, waiting and waiting and waiting. Waiting for the day when Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, would return from Gaya and inaugurate the Nam Sankirtan movement. Actually, Nityananda Prabhu is Adi Guru. He can start preaching. But the way Vaishnav etiquette goes about, that you don't do anything without the permission of your higher authority. You could be very, very exalted, but you still take the humble position. So Nityananda Prabhu didn't preach. He was keeping all the treasure to himself. And as a result, prema, Krishna prema was just overflowing. It was so much in him and he couldn't give it to anybody. It was just overflowing. He used to faint in ecstasy, again wake up, again faint, again wake up, again faint. And this was usual for Nitai. And then when Mahaprabhu actually inaugurated the Nam Sankirtan, there was a big roar that Vrindavan Das Thakur describes. Nityananda was actually punching the mid-air and saying, yes, now I'm free. Now I can do what I want. And there was so much increased anticipation and anxiety because he wanted to meet his Lord. He traveled to Navadvip and Mahaprabhu gets this dream, this inconceivable dream where he sees the arrival of Nityananda. Mahaprabhu sent Haridas and Shivas to go and find this exalted personality. He gave the description of the golden chariot and the fair complexion personality who appeared in his dream. He said, go and find this personality. He's inconceivable, but go and find him. They roamed around for 9 hours and they just came back. He said, we couldn't find him. Mahaprabhu smiled and he said, it is very difficult to find Nitai. Once you find him, he will never let you lose. So Nityananda Prabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu held the hands of Haridas Thakur and Srivas and took them to the house of Nandanacharya. And there was Sri Nityananda Prabhu in one room and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu in the other, just arriving. Can you imagine? The first eye-to-eye union of the two dancing lords, the honey-faced dancing lords of Kali Yuga. Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu came eye to eye, face to face. They ran towards each other, embraced and faint. Ecstasy. And the devotees were actually thinking, I thought we had to introduce them to each other. I thought this was the first time they were meeting. And they were crying, they were bathing each other with their own tears. And then from then on was the combination, combo pack, Gauranga and Nityananda, roaming around, giving prema, Krishna prema freely to one and all. That night was the first ever performance of Harinam at the house of Shivas, Shivas Angan. Ecstasy, all night long kirtan. Kartals, mridangas, devotees jumping up and down. The pillar shaking and cracking in ecstasy. Then Nityananda Prabhu's Vyasa Puja is described. And then Nityananda Prabhu requested Mahaprabhu for an instruction. Mahaprabhu told Nityananda, Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Koro Krishna Siksha. Go, door-to-door preaching. Go and give Krishna to everyone. Yare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Amara gai guru hai tare edesh. Become a spiritual master and along with Haridas, go and distribute. Whomever you see, tell them about Krishna. So Haridas Thakur went with Nityananda Prabhu. And as they were walking, there was a big commotion. There was a big fight going on. There were two big, hefty personalities with canine teeth. Locks of hair, but all pulled out. Unorganized. Torn clothes. Intoxicated with liquor. Eyes rolling in intoxication. Filthy words, foul language, kicking and punching each other. Nityananda Prabhu actually went and he asked one of the villagers, who are they? I mean, I have never seen them. The villager said, you don't know them? They are Jagai and Madhai. Previously, they used to be called as Jagadananda and Madhavananda. They were Brahmins. But look what they have done. They have given up all culture. And now they do everything abominable. They set houses on fire. They kill Brahmanas. They rape women. They kidnap children. They throw abominable things into the Yajna Kunda or the fire sacrifice. They eat the flesh and drink the blood of Brahmanas. They break everything possible. They uproot trees. They are crazy. The next villager said, every sin described in Manu Samhita, these two have done. In fact, Yamaraj and Chitragupta are still wondering, how could they actually do it? It's impossible. But they have done it all. When Nityananda Prabhu was hearing this, Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu had different emotions. Haridas Thakur was thinking, how abominable. How can somebody do this? This is really bad. They are causing harm to all the villagers. And Nityananda Prabhu was actually, he had increased ecstasy. He was very happy. He said, they are the best prospects of Mahaprabhu's mercy. If Mahaprabhu can deliver Jagai and Madhai, then he will actually be called as Patita Pavan, the deliverer of the fallen. I think I should just head straight and give them Krishna praying. Haridas Thakur said, you are the senior Sankirtan leader. I mean, as you say, I'm ready to do. But I'll get a distance. You go ahead. You're Avadhut. You go. Nityananda Prabhu went and told them, Prabhu agyae bhaye mage biksha, bolo Krishna bhajo Krishna koro Krishna siksha. Please chant the holy name. Please worship Gauranga. Chant the name of Gauranga. Repeatedly utter the name of Gauranga. And once you have this ecstasy, spread this ecstasy. The name, of the qualities, the pastimes of Gauranga to everyone. Bhaja Gauranga kaha Gauranga laha Gaurangera namare jai jana Gauranga bhaje se hoy amara prana. I'm telling you, O Jagai and Madhai, just by doing this you become very dear to me. You become my life and soul. Just worship Gauranga. Give up everything. Aparada shunya hoy lo Krishna naam, Krishna mata, Krishna pita, Krishna dhanapran. And I'm telling you this because Krishna is your eternal father. Krishna is your eternal mother. And he is the treasure house that you're looking for. Krishnera samsara kori chada anachar, jive doya Krishna naam sarvadharma sar. Give up this materialistic, sinful life. Become pure. Just worship Hari. And you'll get everything. And as Nityananda Prabhu was preaching, Haridas Thakur was taking one step to the other backwards because he knew the after effect. Jagai and Madhai were looking at each other and, who's this? Who's this? There's nobody who's dead to even come close, and this guy comes close and he instructs us what to do. Catch him, kill him. And they start running behind Nitai. And Nitai starts running and Haridas Thakur starts running.
And Haridas Thakur starts telling Nityananda Prabhu, I told you, don't do that, you're crazy. You never understand. You do all such things. You always put me in trouble. Sometimes you jump into the Ganga and you catch hold of the tail of the crocodile and start whirling them in the air. Sometimes you steal milk and yogurt from the milkman and start selling them outside. Sometimes you climb on the top of the tree and start picking all the fruits and throwing. And everybody catches hold of me because you run swift. They start beating me up. Why do you do this? You always cause pain. And you do it and you don't get caught. I'm the one who suffers. You're crazy. And Nityananda Prabhu was running and he's smiling and he said, not me. The one who actually ordered us to preach like this, he's crazy. Does anyone actually go and give instructions like go and preach door to door? Go and preach to drunkards? He's the one who gave me that instruction. He's crazy. Gauranga is crazy. And villagers were thinking, Jagai and Madai are crazy. Actually, everything is true. Jagai and Madai were crazy in material life. Gauranga was crazy in tasting the love of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. And Nityananda Prabhu was crazy in unlimited compassion. When they went and actually reported to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu got really very angry. The Jagai and Madai started chasing Nityananda, I'm going to kill them. But Nitai said, no, don't do that. You've done that in every life, every yuga, every avatar. Krishna Leela, you killed. Ramchandra Leela, you killed. Now in Chaitanya Leela, don't kill. In Ramchandra's Leela, Ramchandra actually gave a promise to Mother Sita that he will never kill in the next yuga. Let me just kill in this yuga and finish everything off. I won't kill in the next yuga. When he came as Krishna, he started killing everybody through his fists. Never used the weapons, but he was still killing. Nityananda told him, you've always been killing. Don't do that. Let's just forgive them. Mahaprabhu said, okay. At another instance, when Nityananda Prabhu was going to the house of Mahaprabhu, Jagai and Madai intercepted. Said, he's that one. He's the one who actually instructed us last time. Kill him. And when Nityananda Prabhu took a humble position, was actually talking to them, Madai was intoxicated through a half-broken liquor pot at the forehead of Nityananda Prabhu. And there was profuse bleeding all over the face of Nityananda. Can you imagine? Nityananda Prabhu is the Supreme Lord himself. When he comes as Ananta, on every hood of Ananta there is a planet which is resting. And on each planet there are innumerable jivas, of which Jagai and Madai are insignificant jivas. Nityananda Prabhu could have burned them to ashes at that moment. But he was falling at their feet, rolling on the dust, crying and saying, I will be your eternal servant if you just chant the name of Gauranga. Please take. Better late than never. Please chant. Please chant the names of Krishna. But Jagai and Madhai, their hearts were in melting. Mahaprabhu rushed to the scene when devotees told him what happened. Mahaprabhu came and in his Aishwarya Roop as the Supreme Personality, Purna Purushottam, Shad Aishwarya Purna Krishna, he invoked the Sudarshan Chakra. He said, this Sudarshan Chakra is not going to come back into my hand till the time it doesn't kill Jagai and Madai and separate the head from the body. Nityananda Prabhu fell at the feet of Mahaprabhu. He said, don't do that. I am begging you. Please don't do that. I am begging for their lives. They are innocent. Kill their sin but not the sinner. Eradicate the disease and not the diseased. And when Mahaprabhu actually saw the mood of Nitai, he was mentally thinking, as soon as Nitai has decided, now let me back off. Nitai was actually telling Mahaprabhu, it is my desire, O Lord, that they should get pure love. Mahaprabhu said, your desire itself is complete. Because you desire, Jagai and Madai will surely get. Jagai actually stopped Madai when he was going to throw the second time. He stopped his hand and he said, don't harm Nitai. He seems a nice guy. And because Jagai protected Nitai from the second assault, Mahaprabhu ran to Jagai and embraced him and gave him prema. He said, you protected Nitai. Anybody who works for Nityananda Prabhu, through Harinam, through book distribution, through all the limbs of bhakti, they are eternally mine. Then Madai fell at the feet of Mahaprabhu. He said, you're punishing me and you're giving him prema. Please protect me as well. Mahaprabhu said, impossible. Anybody who hurts Nitai, because Nitai is Guru Tattva, you insult Guru, you'll never get Krishna. Yasya aprasadat nagati kutopi. You fall at the feet of Nitai. And if Nitai forgives you, then I might consider. And Mother, I fell at the feet of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu embraced him. And he said, Mother, you're so dear to me. You're my eternal part and parcel. You might make mistakes. I'm like the eternal father. I'm always there for you. And he embraced him. And when Madhai got the embrace of Nityananda Prabhu, he fainted in ecstasy. Jagai was still breathing. He was alive. He was conscious. Even when Mahaprabhu embraced him. But when Madhai, he was embraced by Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu transferred the love that he had for Gauranga from his heart to the heart of Madhai, and Madhai fainted. He had never seen so much of happiness. And then Mahaprabhu invited Jagai and Madhai into the kirtan, and in front of all the Vaishnavas, he requested Jagai and Madhai, said, place a tulsi leaf in my palm. I'm ready to take all your sins. And when Jagai and Madhai placed a tulsi manjari at the lotus feet and the palms of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu's golden complexion turned bluish black, completely black, because all the sins had entered him. Then he asked Advaita Acharya, what do you see in me now? Advaita Acharya looked at him and he said, the Gaur Sundar looks like Shyam Sundar now. I can see Krishna. Mahaprabhu smiled. And then within a split second, he again became Gaur Sundar. He removed all the sin and he announced loudly to the Vaishnavas, all the sin that Jagai and Madhai committed that entered me, I have released it. And anyone who criticizes Vaishnavas, blasphemes devotees of the Lord, all the sin will enter them. Now we have to consider, are we ready to swap our sins with the sins of Jagai and Madhai? Then go ahead. We have to be very, very careful and cautious. If you offend Vaishnavas, if you criticize Vaishnavas, if you fall fined, if you do all these things, the sins of Jagai and Madhai that Mahaprabhu released in the air, because Mahaprabhu said that they will enter us, and then all our bhakti will be uprooted forever. So in this mood, we find, just like Vidura, how he's explaining that we need the power potency of Sri Guru, and by the mercy of Sri Guru, we get Krishna. We find in this example how Nityananda Prabhu, who is Adi Guru, he is ready forever to embrace and uplift Jagai and Madhai and give them the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga. So we all have hope. We all are chanting. We are all performing bhakti. But we just have to take care that we never criticize Vaishnavas. Chaitanya Leela completely talks about two principles. Congregational chanting of the holy names, Harinam Sankirtan, and Vaishnav Seva. Taking a humble menial position and serving all Vaishnavas. If we can do these two things in the spirit of actually being the servant of the Lord, we will get Gauranga. And Vaishnava Parada is something hinders. That note, let's end the class. And today being Ekadashi, that too in the month of Purushottam, very, very power potent. We are there in the assembly of Shri Gaur Nitai. The same Nityananda Prabhu who delivered Jagai and Madhai is standing in front of us. With raised arms, he is ready to hold our hands and give us Sri Gauranga. And Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu is ready to give us the service of Radha Gopi Vallabha. Actually, in this temple, if you see, we have all three dhams. We have Navadvip, Gaur Nitai, we have Sri Vrindavan, Radha Krishna, and we have Jagannath Puri, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. We are actually there in their assembly, in the assembly of Vaishnavas, chanting the holy name, hearing the scriptures, and performing bhakti. Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari.
Hari Bo.
There are any questions or comments? We have 2 minutes. Yes.
Quick question. Yes. Maybe I'm wrong. I thought that Jagai and Madhai, they actually committed all this to see all the offenses, all the sins, they put Bad Vaishnava Parada. It was their first time before.
Yes, that's true. Jagai and Madhai committed all the offenses except Vaishnava Parada. Therefore, they still have hope. Or rather, they had hope. So, actually this point is given in all three. Chaitanya Charitamrita also states that, Chaitanya Bhagavat also states that, and Chaitanya Mangal also states that. Says that they committed all the aparad, except 2 aparads, Namaparad and Vaishnavaparad. No Namaparad because they never chanted the holy name. No Vaishnavaparad because they were never in the association of Vaishnavas. We being devotees, we have the danger of committing these two. So therefore every morning we read in our 10 Namaparads, and the first one is Vaishnava Prat. So let's try to imbibe those qualities, that mood, not just during the 1 hour of the Bhagavatam, but in 24 hours of our service. Any more questions or comments? Granthar Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Most compassionate Shishri Gornitai ki jai, Patita Pavan Shila Prabhupad ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Samaveta Gaur Bhakti.